Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You tuned in First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle.
Your boy Illwood. We're in the building. Y'all know how it's going down.
7 days a week.
Fuck with us, man. 9:30 to 11:30 Eastern. You know it. 917-889-8297.
On the dial, man. Anytime you want to call in, call in. Shout us out. Let us know what city you call it from, homie.
Y'all know how it's going down, man. Everybody that mess with us on this underground shit, man. From all over state to state.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fan Radio. Fan Radio.
Nah, hold on. Straight raw, no cut, 1.5.
People like me, baby.
You gotta do a little bit like this, add a little bit of that.
You got me.
Orange juice. You got me.
That's what you niggas gotta do, man, when you get in them studios.
See what I'm saying, bitch?
You gotta knock out by three back to back. Crack out.
I'm on one.
Money's too bright flash. With a ticket read, nigga, that's a light tag. It's in the outcome, I don't spray tag. Black jump sack, looking like bean bags. Got bad bitches, they love me. Oh, put nothing to bummy. I'm something like Swin, little nigga, use a huffy. Your little horse polo, I'm big boy rugby. Out in Times Square, I was fresh young Dougie. Two city, one night, that's what I call busy. Times Square, Philly, nigga, do you feel me? Gonna grab a shovel if these niggas don't feel me. All the enemies, we eating them, fuck friendly. Hands on the 40, waiting for you to tip me. Yeah, spread till it's empty. Outside jam, inside jiffy. Bad bitches, lesbos, I only want it quickie. I go hard, trending harder than you see. I got the shit on like you think Tony Mack was with me. Everybody hands out, I leave the bitches in me. Soon as we hit the club, these days, bitches empty. Opportunity knocking, drive still 50. Put the shit full of me, fake tough guy, you ain't full of me. I'm on one, I'm on one, I'm on one, about to pop another one. I'm on one, I'm on one, I'm on one, about to pop another one. I'm on one, I'm on one, I'm on one, about to pop another one. I said I'm on one, I'm on one, I'm on one, about to pop another one.
Fuck niggas, fuck niggas, this shit straight, this shit straight. Tito Flores, man, straight round, no cut, 1.5.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, man, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to hop right back into this legacy. Money, pistol, swag, man. This my shit. I want it all. R.I.P. Legacy. Down bottom, nigga. Stand up.
Money, pistol, swag. My name speaks for itself. Yeah. My
my name speaks for itself. You think not? Come test my pride, I'll show you facts of life. When black clouds hover over black patch of ice, don't get caught slipping, that's where it goes wrong. Pimping bullet holes through your soul, listen. You pay the price like toll bridges, you broke niggas. Don't get a chance to live, we send them death wishes. So play your part, you can be my next victim. Nah, you don't wanna be my next victim.
This is what I'm in it for. Said I want it all. Young niggas going crazy. Little niggas wanna ball. Oh, I got work in my stash house. Money in my walls. Hella sales on my phone. Keep the pistols in the yard. Yeah, all I'm hearing in my head is get the cash.
Quit playing, go grind and get your money up.
I be trying, but this shit don't ever last.
All I'm hearing in my head is get this money.
All I'm hearing in my head is get this cash.
Quit playing, go grind and get your money up.
I be trying, but this shit don't ever last. No time for the bullshit. Full clip cocked, I want haters to start shit. Flow from the future, I'm on my starship. Legacy, Captain Twerp, a different pedigree. Haters coming after me, B, just like the letter C. Cops thinking they got the drop, because I'm selling D. And E, but F them, cause I'm a G. I am G, insane. Haters cook the beat, provided with cocaine. Niggas sending shots in direct with no aim. I'm just getting high, smoking the corner, that's light chain. I only want a Benz in the truck, probably a range. In a seven-figure plan for my niggas to get the same. Oh, in a way about the game, but I swear this shit hard when the sales know your name. And you should sell it hard, not thinking about the same. Weighing out the odds like motherfuck the game. The motherfucking hoes leg, fuck is you saying? Yeah, I'm on it like that. You disagree to miss me, cause you were gonna like that. My OG put my hands on the stack. Told me never burn bridges and I never look back. DJ the other day asked the meaning to crack. I told him it's a metaphor because I'm bringing it back. Now, he asked me what I'm in it for. I said I want it all. Young niggas going crazy. Little niggas wanna ball. Oh, I got work in the stash house. Money in my walls. Hella sales on my phone. Keep the pistols in the yard. Yeah, all I'm hearing in my head is get the cash.
Quit playing, go grind and get your money up.
I be trying, but this shit don't ever last.
All I'm hearing in my head is get this money.
All I'm hearing in my head is get the cash.
Quit playing, go grind and get your money up.
I be trying, but this shit don't ever last.
Coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Y'all know what it is. Hold up. We ain't done. We got more heat, man. You know what I'm saying? We got more heat. It's First Fam Radio. Hey, yo. For all you guys, man. I don't want to say all you niggas. For all you guys, man, that got underground music and you feel like you can't be heard and you feel like, oh, phone keep turning this shit down and you feel like you got some type of potential, but they keep telling you you don't. That's why you got First Fam Radio. Send that thing going over to us. Jizzle, please give them that email, man.
The email, man, is radiofirstfam@yahoo.com. That's the official email to get your joints heard here at First Fam Radio, man. That's radio1stfam@yahoo.com, man.
Send that thing on over.
And that's how it's going down, man.
Growing up for me, the first chance I got to see it was like, you know, bad motion, bad lines was being posted, coke ghosted, money machine smoking, FBI with their eye on the pie runners, we keeping whoever the fuck sending the buy from us, youngest choppers, rounds in the high hundreds, kill you like good for you, never Lord, why I done it, I bring the killer out of mountain, let them hide from it, they do it with conviction. house. I heard a scared nigga say Tuesday was doomsday. I consider Tuesday new set of Tuesday. If it ain't hot, that mean it ain't popping. Them horns ain't fucking, if them tops ain't dropping. Them corks ain't hopping off them bottles in the club. Youngest of them looked up and said, I'm full throttle, cuz. I said, good, cause this is a fast life. Had them all on the stoop looking real class like. Let them know the deal on how to stack a quarter mil. Gave them the schematics for the watch with the carriage. The Mercedes Benz with the kid by Bravis. Keep your ass out of Shore Hills if you can't afford it. Money over bitches, nigga, no matter how gorgeous. The covenant is sacred, the connect is a myth. So keep that in mind, the next necklace you get. When you in the club, flossing hard, hogging all the crisps. When them Fetty boys come, don't be talking like a bitch. Background check a nigga, yeah, crying to his shit. Make sure his bloodline don't tie to a snitch. Just like that, a hustle was born. As if something was wrong. My conscience poking my soul as I deliver my speech. Younger looking at me like I'm the nigga to be. Hey, fuck you want from me? I can only give him what was given to me. Now I gave it, you got it, you made it, you mobster. There's your role, youngin', bring back an Oscar.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Black in the building. Chilling on First Fam Radio. You rocking with the best. Yeah.
Feel like Rocky on this one. Dolo, let's go.
Nice.
GB. In the wall, y'all know what it is.
I got that feeling and it's yearning. Sensation and it's burning. Like time standing still and the world keep turning. This money that I'm earning, it come from higher learning. Watch how you're worded and upset, I know you heard it. Body the track, what's the next to get murdered? Investigate on his next 48. I got a 38 special that'll set your ass straight. Blow your ass from that all the way the world makes. Get to that bridge, tell him what I did. It's the prime suspect, that's right, the culprit. Put a lid on it, lid on it. And you a straight snitch. You walking with a big dog and you a straight bitch. Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood, would you?
Time is steady ticking. I'm whipping in the kitchen, preparing Thanksgiving. I ain't messing up the chicken. Got bread for these pigeons. My goons and some ninjas. They stay representing night riders. We splitters. We all heavy hitters, certified go getters. Take it to the next level. We Grand Imperial. So superior, nonsense inferior. Stay up on IG. That's why we killing them. 87, I feel like milking kids in them. First priority, yes, we top billing them. Yeah, we get it. We got it good. And since you understood, would you get this money? That's if you dare. My wolves gonna take it if you don't share. When they come and doing this, yo, I'm so rare. Like a UFO you never seen in the air. Yeah, yeah, we got it. We got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it. We got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it. We got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it. We got it good. And since you understood, would you?
Yeah, look who got it. I got it good. From Jersey to the net town, it's real in the hood. I make so many moves just to show you I could. I get money over here off these rats for good. I'm the chef for your D. Come test me. Net Dolo Mo Flex P-I-M-P. We don't feel more blasted with socks and all that. Candy by the dozen, who the hell can stop that? I want to show the world how I play in this boss hat. Talk a little mess or get snatched from a carjack. Yeah, that's right, I'm licensed to kill. I'm in cold, get dumb, you know, ill at will. But I'm a top bill with my lyrical spill. Blast off and out of space so my mind can chill. And return back to earth with the righteous thrill. Tearing down every show cause I'm smashing the bill.
Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood, would you? Yeah, we got it good. And since you understood,
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Rappers today lack creativity and spontaneity. Rappers is like bad credit, they nothing new to me. I spit like a German accent fluently. Take rappers back to school like truancy. Cause foolishly, we believe everything you say, but in no way do you spit to influence me. New age buffoonery. Your style like a Benz with no engine, just not moving me. So with my new tech toolery, I'll expose the holes in your flow with ingenuity. I remember we used to write, wouldn't bite, wasn't killing everything up in our peripheral sight. I remember the different styles, different flows, five rappers on the bill and we all had different shows. Now it's all about a play and watch, record sales depend on how many times you got shot. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. I'm still here, still entertaining like said. Took time off, son, people thought I was dead. I'm hip-hop, I got a pocket full of bread. And I didn't sell coke or shoot a clip full of lead. I'm hip-hop, they say cause such and such flow. Do the 40-40 club, sell 40 ounces, nigga, no, he's not hip-hop. He got a mouth full of ice and can't rap to save his life. But the record labels make you think it's hip-hop. I'm the newest and the hottest. Everything about a player flow polish. They say that I'm reminiscent of Nas with a sprinkle of Jay and a dash of Christopher Wallace. I remember the different style, different flows, five rappers on the bill and they all had different shows. Now it's all about a player watch and record sales depend on how many times you got shot. Let's bring it back.
You know, the early funk and soul music, Jackson 5 and Brothers Johnson and Prince and Commodores, Earth, Wind & Fire, Marvin Gaye, you know, and my mom pretty much had some of the early first early rap records. You know, she had King James III and the Sugar Hill Gang, where they used to be for good times.
I'm a real live knife swinger. Words to the ice on my white finger. White beamer, someone needs to charge in the dice beamer. Light sleeper, smelling like a volley spray and white reefer. White diva, smelling like Gucci and a white feeder. I see the horror done by the reaper. Hitting, made his features look stiffer than Mona Lisa's. Masterpieces and pieces from rags and social speakers and thesis. Education still plummeting even deeper. I'm ether, either me or my leaders. Predicted the situation, the rappers becoming creatures. Lying, snitching, and leeching. No one practice what they preaching. And it shows up in their music. When in doubt, just do a feature. The proof is in your face, the truth is in the coupe. On its way to the booth, like I'm changing into a cape. My love for the game, I changed it into a hate. And when after all at once, we made rap a terrible place. To live for the kids. I'm on my shit, nigga. Stand together as artists. Creativity, people.
That's right. You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
And I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever. Of anybody or anything. No, I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believes.
Listening to First Fam Radio. You heard?
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
On a one way to Pluto, and I got the toes. The mayor shit fire, stop dropping rolls. Somebody get Puff on the phone. Somebody hit Diddy on his jack. Somebody tell 50 where I'm at, and how I'm about to put my city on my back. Load a little pippy in my rap, then I goes in. Light synchronized swimmers, we the winner circle. Y'all trying to be members. The blunt bills taste ugly. Still fucking with them Phillies. You niggas chase ugly. Don't call a kid lucky. Richie Rich chase dollar. Nigga chase money. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man.
Dutch crack like the pavement, fill it up with diesel, no gas station. Duffel bags if you smoke with me, I'm still fucking with them Knicks, Spike Lee. My Kush first name OG, I blow it to the face, self-esteem. On hot box with my comrades, blue drink, green crack in a little hash. Eyes lower than a game of limbo. That's cause I'm puffing on Dutch's longer than fucking limos. I'm with the mayor, my niggas looking like Congress. This weed rare, I promise you won't find this. But on Pluto, probably where you find us. Super high, temporary Alzheimer's.
Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Wake up, King Puff. A lot of weed is on the scene. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Smoke with the mayor, man. Clean cup, clean cup, clean cup, clean. A lot of
beat. Quarter in my pocket, wave in abundance. Villainized baby, it's mad. You murder one crew, so fuck was off of me. So why don't we exchange numbers? You smoke VIP, we rolling that punch of thunder. So let your hand down, I mean it's awful that he stressed you out. And live it up, because how often does he let you out? She wanna have fun, so when I call us in the text, she out. Design edition, his mind is itchy to stretch you out. L.A. Confidential, I don't smoke on no name weed. Devoted to my craft, I won't get a focus, these lame keys. Hall of Fame level, I can cope with the game speed. And if they say they winning, we ain't both in the same league. I'm rolling with the villains, swag on the million. Smoking potent with no children that have you close to the ceiling. So yeah,
come have a smoke with the man.
TV,
come have a smoke with the man.
I roll doobies like a hairdresser. I got the weed and more importantly the air freshener. No geometry, a lot of little square tension. Government issue, they got me smoking in the man's section. Got the vapors when we smoking in the telly. The hipsters call it loud, but all the ladies call it smelly. Hope you keep in pace with all that Reggie in your belly. How you shooting blanks, man? I ain't talking about Manelli. Feel me? Five joints, call them J5. I'm like a flag blowing trees, help me stay high. You're a fag box smoker and you date guys. Yeah, I roll the mind fucking with them plane guys. We done rhyme tight, boy, I like my jeans the same size. Jet sets and airplanes in the same skies. Feel me?
Come have a smoke with the madman. Come have a smoke with the madman. Clean cups, clean cups. A lot of weed is just on a steam hub. Let's smoke. Come have a smoke with the madman. Let's smoke. Come have a smoke with the madman. Yeah,
we strong like we grew it out of Compton. Come have a smoke with the fellas up in Congress. I'm with the mayor, OZ the savior. Bush days over, exotic and different flavors. I'm usually in my Nikes, but tonight I play the Gators. I'm on my A game, you ever try greatest? One eye on me like the logo from the Raiders. She's watching, well I date her. She shine like the Vegas Strip, I'm live like Broadway. The room hot like summers in the project hallway. So see me, I'm about to be on TV, so you ain't gotta wonder what I'm doing like Stevie. Just trying to stay alive like the Bee Gees, and do it for my niggas that's pitching like CC. Smoke.
Come have a smoke with the madman. Come have a smoke with the madman.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
Yeah. Shad up, and it's your boy Earlwood, man, and I'm back, Mr. Do It All, man. I'm checking in for the whole thing. First Fam Radio, First Fam Entertainment. Shout out to all my G's that I deal with.
Yeah.
Cause you nigga, I'm one of them. I'm all thick, slug shit, cause I'm one of them. A raw bitch, slow shit, cause I'm one of them. In the world, sick, shit, check, I'm one of them. I'm one of them, yeah, I'm one of them. Little pretty small chick, I look fun of them. I'm one of them, he like me cause I'm one of them. That kitty, that you icy, but I get headaches to none of them.
You know, if I think it, I said it. Beat it, forget it. You can eat it or dead it. But that cat too sweet. Kill him if he diabetic. Have him head sprung to the point he might regret it. Yeah, kitty make it rain, ears drop, bring that thunder in. That's what I call a pussy storm. Plunge it, bring your plunger in. If I let him pop, he gon' forever want me under him. I make him call me mama, make him slobber, I be funnin' him. Suck the life out him so he think he can't come again. Jump on before it goes down, just when he think I'm done with him. Waste work, and we love when I get lit it up. Mind game sick, but my wine game sick it up. Quiet shit, ride that like a stripper.
Are you nasty, huh? Are you nasty, huh? Are you nasty, huh?
I'm such a sweetie. I'm what you need. You probably end up wishing that you never fuck on me.
Cause nigga, I'm one of them. I'm all thick, blood thick, cause I'm one of them. A raw bitch, talk shit, cause I'm one of them. In the world, sick, shit, check, I'm one of them. I'm one of them, yeah, I'm one of them. Little pretty small chick, I look fun of them. I'm one of them, he like me cause I'm one of them. That kitty J, you icy, but I get that bitch to none of them.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
Shout out, to my girl, Shorty Rock Lady Lava, you know what I'm saying, one of the first ladies of the hood, getting it in for us, putting that music down. Shout out to Bone Gangsta, a.k.a. Minani. I don't know if I said that right, but y'all know me. I'm Illwood, man. I fucks up everything. But nah, shout out to Minani, man. And Bone Gangsta. You know what I'm saying? And let's hop into one of her joints. Jason, what's up with that?
Yeah, I'm sexy, lady. But I brought my goons with me. Yeah, we in the building. Mark, day. Yeah,
When the shot gets the poppin', when the body gets the droppin', man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
You ain't got no help.
Nobody.
You all by yourself. When the shot gets the poppin', when the body gets the droppin', man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
Throwing him off of a skyscraper. Dump a pump, leaving him stuck like flypaper. Leave him on the crush, this fucker a guy later. Drive by, throw him a fly like high hater. A waste of space, look this dummy in the way. We can feed you for 30 bucks in a day. At 5 pounds, B12, look, my sedan crate. Pushed up, no rims, on a grown man's neck. 10 outside, 10 guts. With the white drapes and sticks, it look like mayonnaise on the crab cake. I'm out to me, you ain't holding what I'm holding. Can't ball with me, young shot nigga, you Gary Cole. I'm Yao Ming, you must be both. And you can't fool me, I know this gal from musty clothes. Whether it boom boom or it pow pow, I tell my dog to eat. They gon' shout, when a shot gets to poppin', then the body gets to droppin'. Man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
You ain't got no help.
Nobody.
You all by yourself. When a shot gets to poppin', and the body gets to droppin'. Man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
You ain't got no help.
Nobody.
You all by yourself.
I ain't no Lauren Hill, I be in the four wheels, blowing that piss with a reach and transporting pills. Getting eight by some Tokyo hoes. He got guns way bigger than Pinocchio's nose. He's fighting for the top, but I ain't had beef yet. Guess they know I rip them apart like a cheap set. So what you king? You could die like Mufasa. I'm like the first girl president, Miss Baraka. Get you convertible style, take off your topper. Lift your shell, my nigga, Red Lobster. Around here, young niggas die over bosoms. Outlines in the street covered like a Muslim. I smell the hate in the air like a Yankee candle. But I sit the haters down like an aching sandal. Me, you hate to handle. I'm uncontrollable. You niggas need to stay in your lane like a bowling shoe.
When a shot gets to poppin', then the body gets to droppin'. Man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
You ain't got no help.
Nobody.
You all by yourself. When the shot gets to poppin' and the body gets to droppin'. Man down, man down. Who's coming to stop him?
Nobody.
You ain't got no help.
Nobody.
You all by yourself.
I'm pulling bitches to get you caught up. Niggas to get you chalked up. So I circle the block twice before I park up. These clowns are cop work and calling off up. That's why I try to stop the bullshit before it starts up. No tattoos, but my body's still marked up. Got war wounds and fist fights and getting sparked up. Real quiet dude on the low, I don't talk much. My flow sick, I don't spit, it get coughed up. Fuck who you hang with or who you did your thing with. Who you got brought home by or who you bang with. Who you cop your work from or who you used to slang with. Million motherfuckers out here doing the same shit. When that thing spit, you ain't got no help. That 40 make my pants sag like I ain't got no belt. Shit. You want beef with the team, you better be sure that my spur to turn your block into a detour. Nigga.
Ron the Jeweler. Shout out to First Fan Radio. This where it's at. First Fan Radio.
Nah, we ain't throwing up gang signs. Know how to bang, huh? Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lame shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. Gotta get deep, pain make it hard to go to sleep. Heat lay cold, up that heat. Let niggas know it ain't sweet. I'ma eat, my team gon' eat. Anybody I see, niggas got a problem with fam. Better chop shit, we stay on some pop shit. Come through rock shit. Anybody round here, get on some cop shit. All ass nigga, yeah, it's big. It's pop, bitch, fam, too tight. Do wrong to do right, wanna follow through. This shit seems too right, fucking I'm in it. All I'm seeing is money, get so much more. Man, we lusty, hungry, what's become me? This hood done turned me out, never to a point where a nigga could learn me out. Take him to the spot and show him with my stash. Should I show you the heat? Let you know where your ass at. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang, huh? So hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang, huh? So hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. They knew I could rhyme. I was told it's a crime. You can say that I'm blessed, I'm not doing no time. Robbing niggas blind like I was out of my mind. Where I'm from, niggas murder, they fucking with shine. I kept a 550, fan ride with me. Only real niggas get drunk and high with me. When I start spitting, niggas get live with me. Only serving niggas on 9-5 with me. Get knocked alive with me, ready to die with me. When I wasn't here, still on the side with me. Had enough crack in the stash to vibe with me. Y'all niggas sleep like the dude in the white jiggy. Just another day on the job, we not shotters. Them boys poppers, slam down with the choppers. Let a pump rockers, stalkers, no. Knockers. Singing like the opera, they ain't even knocking. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang, huh? Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man, it's not in my frame, con. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang, huh? Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man, it's not in my frame, con. I knew I could rhyme, I was told it's a crime. You can say that I'm blessed, I'm not doing no time. Robbing niggas blind like I was out of my mind. Where I'm from, niggas murder, they fucking with shine. They knew I could rhyme, I was told it's a crime. You can say that I'm blessed, I'm not doing no time. Robbing niggas blind like I was out of my mind. Where I'm from, niggas murder, they fucking with shine. I kept it 550. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang time. Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang time. Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang time. Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con. Nah, we ain't throwing up game time. Know how to bang, huh? Go hard, not even game time. Raps in the face, letting the lane shine. Your bars don't lock, man. It's not in my brain, con.
Boss. Pike Miles, nigga. What's up, nigga? Check this out, baby. Let me talk to you. I'ma tell you one thing. Gets no thriller than this. We don't count money no more. We weigh that shit. Yeah. I'ma let you in on the secret. Yeah. Boss. Now she dealing with a boss. Rocks in the ears. So much work in the crib. You can smell it from in here. The old is strong and the Lord know I'm wrong. But convertible phantom just got your boy all in the tone. Got my face in the sky, embraced in the die. Hooked on the cash, still chasing the high. Oatmeal, Timberlands, I'm heavy on the pedal. Swerving in the ghetto, weather, gotta be on schedule.
In the streets, you didn't know me, it's bad, bad, bad. Niggas, my government. I'm addicted to the hustle, addicted to the game.
Oh, baby, breaks in the oven. I'm on my soul. I'm all about a dollar. It's a joke.
keep the heat off me from 5-4. I distribute from the east to the west coast. Listen, dear boy, I'm like Nino. Got him serving out the Carter from the third floor. Plus, you need ID to pass the front door. This big business, best believe I'm in this. Wait, yeah.
I'm thinking Tyra Banks, talking Lauren London, yeah, yo, in London, stay smoking something, make back slow, slow, slang that dope, dope, hoes, cars, clothes, all I know, on the run with a bad bitch, staying number one, getting one, still a mad rich.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, this is L Nasty. I'm repping First Fam Radio.
You're listening to the Dower Hour.
You already, this your boy B.U. Cypher Sour, what up, nigga? Holla at your boy. Cypher Sour.
Man, y'all tuned in to that motherfucking Dower Hour, you heard?
Bill Wood, keep hitting them with the punches, them shits gonna fit them.
G Money in the building with Cypher Sour, smoking mad dower, smoking mad hours. We in the building, Cypher Sour, C Dub, let's get this paper. Holla.
What up,
nigga?
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah.
It's your boy Elwood, man, aka Who's That DJ, man. Tune into the Dower Hour. Shout it in Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30. First Fam is going down. Shut up.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening? This your boy Shouty LO. Live from Bank Kid. Shouts out to First Hand Radio and DJ K Swift. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Chill Jizzle, man, First Fam Radio, man, I'm chilling with the man at the hour tonight, man, we got President Beja of the Underground Society Movement. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Go ahead, I don't know if I said anything correct, man, go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong,
bro.
That's
President Beja, man, Alpha and Omega.
All right, no doubt, man. What's going on with you, player? It's been a long time since we had you on the show.
Well, I had to bring one of the generals with me, my boy Six. He's the visual behind the whole movement, you know, from the Bay Area.
What's up, big homie? Let everybody know who you think.
Yo, what's good? Six over here kicking it.
Just chilling on this little easy ass evening.
You all right?
Yeah, man, it's been a minute since we talked. A lot went down with the underground society, you know, negative and positive. Of course, you already knew as soon as we come out the gates, there's going to be a target on us right away. Mm-hmm. You already knew that. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're on the Illuminati shit,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, exposing these Masons and all these bitches and these secret closet case faggot homosexuals, you're going to get that target, man, because they don't want you to expose them. You know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying? And
that's true.
I think we did a great job of exposing them, but you know, we had some internal fuckboys in the movement that we had to get rid of too.
Okay.
A lot of dead weight, man.
A lot of fucking dead weight. There's 100-something dudes on the project. You know, once people started seeing the negative reaction we were getting from the lame stream, these motherfuckers started dipping. So only about 15 real dudes stuck around. Even the co-CEO, I'm not going to give him no fucking shine. He tucked his tail between his legs, you know what I'm saying, like the female that he is, and he pretty much tried to sabotage our shit on some fuckboy shit. But that's something else, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get to that.
So completely.
You know? But
I got a question before just hold that thought. But before we get into it, I just want to ask you, like, what's some of the things that y'all experienced, like, going through this project, like, with some of these people that backed out of backed out of representing this project?
Well, first of all, you know, one of the supposed money men behind the project, he was supposed to put up a certain amount of money. He stopped like halfway through. You know what I'm saying? It just quit putting up money.
Let's say this motherfucker went on vacation to follow a soccer team.
Yeah, this dude followed soccer.
Anyway, while we're trying to promote this shit, everybody's trying to push shit on Facebook and everywhere else trying to actually promote shit on street, this motherfucker goes to follow a soccer team.
Yeah.
Watch shit on TV. You got pay-per-view. Watch this shit.
Yeah.
Dude was more interested in his self-interest, you know what I'm saying, his own projects and shit. He,
80% of the motherfuckers who jumped on this ended up being about self.
Yeah, they are selfish. The reality of it. You know what I'm saying? Selfish people with selfish interests. And but you know what, though? That didn't stop, because anytime there's a movement like this,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get that type of fucking reaction. You're going to get unloyal motherfuckers that want to jump ship. You're going to get the media coming after you in a negative way.
Now, let me ask you this, Press.
Facebook stopped us from promoting shit, too.
Hold on. Now, elaborate on that a little bit more. How did Facebook... start reacting towards the project, like did they
Facebook itself. Yeah, I had the album cover that I did, right, and I was just tagging the people who were part of it, like the people who were in the album, the musicians and whatnot, and everybody will promote it. And then Facebook said I couldn't tag anybody else because I was promoting something hateful or some stupid shit like that. How the fuck am I doing something hateful when I'm just tagging the people who were part of this album? You stupid motherfucker! It's real fucking crazy.
But we came back. You know what I'm saying? Twice as hard. My boy Seal the Bad Black, the realest motherfucker in the game. You know what I'm saying? From the Midwest, from Chicago, most slept on artist. He came out with a mixtape on Halloween called, God Love You, I Don't. Dr. Kafar stands for Killing All Faggot Ass Rappers. And on the album cover, Dix did it. You know what I'm saying? The guy in the show right here. Seal was holding up Rick Ross's head. And he was in a butcher shop, and on this meat wagon, you saw Lil Wayne desecrated and mutilated, Drake all stitched up, Kanye West, you know, his jaw got cracked again, this time from the other side, leaking blood, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we think of these faggots, you know what I'm saying?
Diddy on a chain.
Yeah, Diddy's head was hanging from a chain because he did some foul shit in the game, you know what I'm saying? He had to be put on blast. And not to be... a lot of people be like, oh, man, that dude's a hater, that dude's this and that. Nah, man, I'm calling out these pink powder puff bubblegum faggot-ass bitches. And that's what they are, man. They took the game from people like Spice One, legendary motherfuckers that were spitting at real shit. You know what I'm saying? People dying, mothers losing kids. You know, talking about genocide, that public enemy shit, that Paris shit. You know what I'm saying? They took that and shit all over it. And when Ice-T stood up to Soulja Boy, a lot of these fuckboys, man, they didn't back him up like they should have. That was right. That could have been the first shot of the war right there. That could have been the first pistol. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that. Let me ask you this question now. I understand that you, this movement is getting big and everything now, and a lot of people backed out because having the fear of being blackballed by the industry, because I guess they have future thoughts of being in it now. Are you guys afraid of being blackballed in this business, or are you guys eventually going to...
Fuck them. And fuck them. I took a 15-year journalism career, and I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still writing for magazines. I'm still interviewing models. I'm interviewing some of the hottest women on the planet right now. I'm talking to people like Dennis Hall. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, like Hip Hop DX, motherfuck them. Double XL, motherfucker, fuck them. These lamestream media outlets.
What's the problem, Prez, with Double XL magazine?
Okay, I'll tell you the problem with Double XL magazine is they've had the fucking project. You know what I'm saying? They won't cover. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they put too much attention on people like Drake. Too much attention on people like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, first of all, Lil Wayne, for those that don't know, this guy's wearing these fucking gay-ass fucking moon boots and wearing tights. You know what I'm saying? Drake
paints his legs. Let's be straight. That motherfucker paints his legs. I mean, pants. He gets some body paint like a stripper and paints himself.
Yeah, this dude turned into a fucking queer. And then motherfucking Drake, look at him, man. Look at that last album cover he had with the owl. The owl is a symbolism of, is a Masonic symbol. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers go and worship the owl at Bohemian Grove. These politicians and all these businessmen, and it's a homosexual club. And this dude has that. I mean, they're putting it in our face.
Now,
he's like the softest man of the every generation of all time. Fuck that motherfucker.
Now, Prez, you've been a journalist for 15 years.
Yeah.
Interviewing a lot of these industry artists. Like, at what point did you feel like, you know, I'm sick and tired of this? It's too homosexual. It's too gay. I'm done with it.
Man,
when
I started seeing like Lil Wayne. Turning, you know, from like Lil Wayne, the street dude, you know what I'm saying, the young cat spitting that real shit from a legendary underground label known as Cash Money, who housed greats like Pimp Daddy, UNLV, Kilo G, to going to wearing this fucking pink bullshit, talking all this fucking just nonsense, and then plus all these soft dudes like Kanye wearing these pink fucking sweaters and all this shit. I'm not homophobic, man. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like my daughter coming up to me saying, Daddy, what does gay mean? You know, why does that guy look like a girl, Daddy? And I have to look at her and tell her because he's sick in the fucking head. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got his shit right. Some people, you know, some people act like that. You know, and I hate to see other parents have to tell their kids at the age of 8 what a homosexual is. You shouldn't have to tell them that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to tell
that's
him
not
that.
Thing you have to do.
Yeah.
Hey,
I want to ask
you. Little Bobby for his dick. You don't want to tell your kid that.
I want to ask you this. Now, far as, like, the industry goes with the Illuminati having influence on the industry,
yeah.
I want to ask you, do you feel as though the rappers, or is it the rappers' fault, or would you say it's the record labels and how it's ran, like how the business as a whole?
It's both. You know, the record labels, obviously. You know, they've always been on some fuckery. They've been fucking dudes in the game for years. I mean, you talk to any major rapper, you know what I'm saying, from the 90s and from the 80s, if you had a bunk record deal, they're gonna straight up tell, of course, in detail. Like even Cube, I had to go in the office with a bat, start smashing TVs. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically it's a war right now. But a lot of those dudes that fought for the fucking game, you know, like the Ice Cubes and shit, where the fuck are they? You know what I'm saying? Fighting right now and trying to take the game away. Like, look at Snoop. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problems with him. I interviewed him. He was a real humble cat. But why ain't he checking these dudes? Instead, he's on fucking Nickelodeon. I see that shit. My daughter watches it before school. He's on there promoting some gay boys band. You know what I'm saying? The kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
What the fuck?
I respect, you know who I respect? I respect Luther Campbell because he got, you know, all these dudes in Miami now, Lil Wayne and all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, shout out to Luke.
Yeah, shout out to you know what I'm saying, the godfather of this explicit rap shit. But he said, man, you guys got to the first year or you guys get out of my city. you got to start giving to the youth programs. You got to start helping people in the community
yeah.
get the fuck out. And I guess that died down. But that was a very honorable thing for him to do. Same thing when Ice-T went as Soulja Boy. I thought at that point right there, when Ice-T fired that shot, that could have been the opening shot for the war.
Now, let me ask you this about Ice-T. Now, Ice-T is doing very well as an actor.
Oh, yeah,
He's on numerous TV sitcoms right now. He also has a reality show, I think, coming out. But now, would you say that the Illuminati has influence over him? Because he's been in the Hollywood scene for quite some time now.
Man, I'll tell you what it is with him. He's a hustler. You know what I'm saying? That dude goes, he knows how to make his money. Car dealerships, whatever the fuck he's doing, SVU or Special Victims Unit. That dude is a hustler, and I'll tell you why I respect him, because he's still making records the way Ice-T makes records.
Yeah.
He's not conforming. He's not changing. We got him on the CD saying, fuck the Illuminati, quit listening to all that pop bullshit. He went, and to a lot of people, a lot of younger people, they looked at him as a fucking idiot, but he went right at Soulja Boy, said, man, you're garbage. Eat a dick. You're garbage. You know what I'm saying? I respect a guy who's seen by millions of people on TV every fucking week to be able to check some little young punk in the game like that in front of everybody, put him on blast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, Ice-T forever, man, he's the OG. Man, OG of this shit. I just wish when he fired that shot, Spice One came to his aid, and a lot of people came to his aid, but a lot of people fucking disrespected him. Nelly disrespected him. You know what I'm saying? That was some bullshit. And, we need to link up, we need to click up, and we need to take control of this shit. And within our own movement, we found a lot of people who said at first they were down with that, but they didn't rep it like us.
Yeah.
They just rep themselves. You know what I'm
See,
saying?
We're in the society we live in today, you can't dress up in consciousness, and you can't dress up and say that you're real at the end of the day when you have a hidden agenda. I think when you guys started the movement, a lot of people, you know what, let's be a part of it because we want to be part of something.
Yeah, they didn't realize what they were getting themselves into.
Yeah.
They were wearing fucking rapper costumes. A lot of these dudes would come in there and say, I support your shit, and oh, I love the movement, I'm going to give you guys a track and all this shit.
Yeah.
And they put on little rapper costumes, and then, all right, today I'm a rapper. And they give you little tracks or whatever, and that's what it is. It's a little side thing for them. And then they go sell insurance or some shit. Or
yeah, we got dudes selling insurance during the day.
Selling insurance, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then this motherfucker's, talking about he's sucker free. And he is a sucker. You know what I'm saying? How the hell are you going to be sucker free when you're a sucker yourself, bitch?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Hey, he's talking about how real he is, but he's swindling old people out their insurance money. Fuck out of here.
And then he's soaking his fingertips in palm olive. That's how soft he is. Marshmallow with it. Bitch ass motherfucker.
I don't know, man. It's just when a motherfucker, I'll put it like this way. When he wants you to do an album cover, and you look at his previous ones, and he's holding a fucking coffee cup in front of a big ass 8-ball that tells you something.
Dude's a lame. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But there's a.
He's going to be sitting there with a latte and a big ass, like a Photoshop 8-ball behind you, man. Get out of here.
But chill, man, there's been a lot of dudes, 120 plus members, only about 15 to 20 of them really rep this movement. You know what I'm saying? One of them, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out a little brother, Matthew in Australia. This dude, he has 5 metal plates in his face. He was severely beaten. And during the movement, he was on death's doorstep. He quit eating. He was about to commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? And we called him, we reached out to him. And, we sent him love. We put his face in videos. And man, he said that changed him and motivated him to do better and to heal himself. And now today, he's all good. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, that's what we're about. That's what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't on no fucking materialistic bullshit or some selfish bullshit trying to bring this and that back. We're trying to unite people and inspire people, even if our shit's militant. You know what I'm saying? It's still a positive thing.
Yeah. Now what do you think record label, like, tell me some of the things, like, a lot of record labels or people in the industry are saying about this movement right now, like, since the mixtape had been released on iTunes and so forth.
Well, Billy Johnson
ripping us off.
Yeah, Billy Johnson, the senior director of urban music at Yahoo, he said this is record-breaking. It's the first of its kind. Black Dog, the owner of Murder Dog, he said he pretty much said the same thing. It's the first thing
in print.
That first of its kind with this project. No one's ever brought together this many
now,
countries.
And how many people exactly, like from different countries, are on his album?
Man, you got almost 20 countries with about 120 people. Of course, you know, you got your boys, you know what I'm saying, from Malaysia. You
Real
got
hood.
The Czech, you got the Czech Republic, you got Saudi Arabia, you got Iran, you got Egypt, you got Argentina, Brazil. Shout
man,
out
that's
to
that's powerful.
Shout out to our people in Brazil and Free Gangsta Crow. I want to say this right now. During the course of this movement, our boy Gangsta Crow was our biggest supporter. He got us all over sites in Brazil, everywhere you can think of, pushing our shit for us unselfishly. You know what I'm saying? But since this movement, dude caught a murder rap. He's fighting a case right now. Man, we tell him to keep his head up, man. Free Gangsta Crow, man. FTI Brazil for life, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
That's a Brazilian chapter for sure. They're big fucking supporters. They put it down for damn sure.
Yeah, a lot of shit's happened, man, positive, and a lot of shit's happened negative. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, too, I want to address this shit first off. You got motherfuckers ripping our shit off, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah. You got people right now.
People we try to. Hey, go ahead and tell about shit. You done told people
about
shit.
Yeah, put it out.
They don't pay no mind at first, and next thing you know, a few months down the line, they have announcing the world's first fucking compilation globally. Man, y'all can eat a dick.
Yeah, we was the first to do this shit, you know what I'm saying, on this type of a scale. You know what I'm saying? Like this one dude, this one punk motherfucker I reached out to get him on the compilation, and he's from England, this motherfucker. He's like, okay, here goes some tracks. He sends me some tracks, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I picked this song. Then he's like, well, my manager don't think I should do it, I'm sorry. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Then a couple weeks later, he comes out with this free download compilation, Worldwide Connected or some bullshit.
Oh, man.
I like his album cover. It said your name here under artist. Like, your name can be here, too. Get the fuck out of here with your copy-paste shit.
Then even the homie Billy Blaze, man, the fucking MOP, man. I reached out to his publicist 6 months ago and asked his publicist to help me push this product. Now, this publicist is a man who I helped for 10, 15 years helping his artists, right? And he wouldn't, you know, he's like, I'll give you a quote and blah, blah. So much shit happened, I didn't get back to him. Well, then he sends me a project that MOP is putting out some worldwide shit.
I saw that. I received that in the email myself. So
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's why I'm sitting here kind of quiet and everything. I don't know if they're listening, but
hey, if they are, man, hey, get at me.
We need those.
If this has been in the works, you know, if this project has been in the works for years, all I ask, just show me something. Show me something that you promoted 2 years ago. Then I'll be like, okay, it's cool. It ain't no disrespect, but it's just like, come on, man, what the fuck? You know?
No doubt. And that's how I got to be, man. You got to address these people head on, man, because if you don't, man.
Tell me when you see it.
Yeah, you got to call it what you said. If you don't, man, we be sitting around here like we ain't said.
And that's, chill. That's another thing that got us in hot water. We don't hold our tongues, man. We straight up call. Like the other day, I called Little B a bitch for he was trying to.
Little B is ducking our show right now too. So
he's a homosexual for real.
Hello,
little
B.
Fucking earrings, his little corny ass. I'm from the Bay, God. I'm from the real motherfucking Bay. That dude's a motherfucking insult to everybody, including my brother, Dream TDK, who passed and created this fucking scene. That dude is a goddamn disrespectful, tight pants wearing grandma's earring rocking faggot. F-A-G-G-O-T, and he can hear me this shit. Hey, little B, this is Devil Six, you a faggot. Straight up. You can see me at any Dream TDK function. I'll be working that door and I'll push your teeth in, you faggot motherfucker. How dare you be disrespectful? Fuck you. Fuck pop.
That's what's up. That's,
I like to bite your fucking head off, real shit.
That bitch.
You gotta stop and wait for this faggot.
That's the legacy right there, the legacy.
We ain't DDK, that's my brother's legacy, bitch. You ain't gonna spit on Seagram.
How the fuck you
gonna take Seagram shit and then play it right next to this little faggot's bullshit called I got AIDS and I'm a faggot?
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
You know what I'm saying? This shit runs
that's
deep,
crazy.
Man.
That is crazy.
That shit works me up. I don't know where, but I'd like to just smack the shit out of bitch ass.
Hey, yeah. I'm pretty sure you'll have your day one day, bro, man. You know what I mean? But my thing is this, man.
I got Green Day 2013. I'll be working that door. Come see it.
I don't even know how this guy Lil B even got on the scene, if y'all ask me, man. Like,
fuck, hey, he sucked somebody's dick or something.
Cypher Sal, you with us tonight, man?
Say what?
Yeah. I'm with y'all, man. I'm listening to the show. They got it live right now.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I don't know how Lil B came on the rap scene. Who co-signed this guy? Like,
look, he came out of the pack, man. I interviewed the motherfucker. He came out of the Two Shorts, the pack. Okay.
Hold on. Now, you said he came out of Two Shorts group, the little guys, the pack, right?
Yeah, ain't that right, Six?
I don't fucking know. That dude's a fucking bum. I don't follow that
game.
I listen to
RBO
5C6. That's some
clown
shit compared to
me. Is Too Short familiar with the Illuminati? Like, do you guys think he's in it and maybe Snoop?
I think Short had a lot of flops over the years. You know what I'm saying? He put out like 20 fucking albums, and a lot of them didn't get the attention, you know what I'm saying, that they deserved. I mean, his last album that really got some major attention, I think it was Getting It, and that was in 96, you know what I'm saying. Spice One, that's another dude. That dude's one of the coldest spitters, man. You heard me mention his name a few times.
Yeah.
He ain't got no fucking love since the 90s, you know.
Get my brother Sophia. Ain't nobody show Sophia much love these days no more, and he was a fucking master society. That's my godbrother right there.
Yeah,
Sophia, dang. Yeah, what's up with the homie? I ain't seen him on the scene in a minute. You know what I mean? Like,
we had him on our show, man. He was on episode 6.
Hey, bring him over here, man. We'd love to hear from him, man. You talking about Kane Cousin, right? Kane Cousin Harold?
Yeah, it's Harold.
Kane Cousin Harold. Yeah, we bring him on over. You know what I mean?
That's family right there. That's family. Sophia, shout out. That's family right there.
Shout out to Sophia, y'all. I don't know if everybody's familiar with that. The listeners that's listening, if you say Minister Society, you saying Sophia. I mean,
that's real Bay Area shit. You little B, Krayshawn fans, y'all can eat a dick.
And I don't even know if they remember. He was one of the first West Coast rappers that I seen. Actually have a cameo with Maya. You remember the video he's co-starring with Maya on the roller coaster?
Yeah, I think he even touched about that on our show. He was in a fucking movie with, what's that boy's name? Vita Guerrero or some shit, I think, too.
Mm.
That's the last thing he said he was doing.
Man, that's big right there, Vita Guerrero. You know what I mean? Hey, man, that's official, man. I don't want to get off topic, man. I want to know about the new project y'all got that y'all working on.
Since we split, you know what I'm saying, we split with the label that there's two labels that put out the project. Demolition Enterprise, which is CEO the Bad Blacks label, I'm the president of that label. And there's this other label, you know what I'm saying, over there in Germany somewhere. You know, we split. So the project, you know what I'm saying, right now it's still up on iTunes and Amazon, which I'm trying to get some shit straight to handle it because I'll just put you this way. I'm not seeing the numbers.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to handle some shit. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, since I own the rights to the actual project name and the project itself, I decided to put a hard copy out of the CD. And I've been getting it in the stores. You know what I'm saying? We got rapbay.com. You can get it at ugsocietymovement.com. But
hit the PayPal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hit the PayPal button, American Express, Visa, whatever the fuck. And then we got Volume 2 coming out, man, in October. It's called Fuck the Lame Stream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, we've been talking to Immortal Technique, Cole 187 from Above the Law, saying, Mac Maul, Drew Down, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have some surprises on there, man.
Lineup, right there. That don't sound like a lineup. You got some surprises for them.
Yeah, and then we got a video for Volume 1. It's going to be promoting Volume 2 coming out. And, man, it's got, I'll just tell you this, it's got Al Capone, you know what I'm saying, from Hustle and Flow. He's going to be in the video.
Mm.
And it's going to be crazy, man. There's going to be federal agents in the video. There's going to be fucking, you know what I'm saying, night vision scopes coming in from outer space, zooming in on motherfuckers.
It's like a fucking movie, like a goddamn movie. It's going to be the shit.
Yeah, because they thought they're going to shut us down, and you know, whatever happens when an army forms, a militant army on the street forms, you know what I'm saying, like the Panthers or any type of uprising, what do? They try to fucking, they try to disperse it, you know what I'm saying? And but eventually the members, they're gonna fucking find each other and regroup, and right now we're regrouping, you know what I'm saying? After all that shit happened with the other label, we still accomplished a lot of shit on our own, and it's just going to get bigger and better, man. We ain't going nowhere. They got to kill us. You know what I'm saying? This is more than rap. This is a fucking movement, man. We're doing this shit for the kids. We're doing this shit for the preservation of music, period.
I got a question for you guys. Like far as Tupac and the Outlaws go now, like how have you guys reached out to Tupac's Outlaw Immortals? Or,
yeah, I reached
out
to the Outlaws. Well, I think it was Young Noble.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He was wanting some chippers, man. At the time, my money wasn't looking right. So, you know, everybody on this album, I want to give love to. I want to tell all the people, you know what I'm saying, like the big names, the Ice-T's and shit, the Black Silvers, Al Capone's, Yuck Mouth, all the real big names, they didn't charge me a fucking dime. And I want to say this to you rappers that I've helped over the years, you know what I'm saying? When I need your help, you want to ask for money? After I reviewed your shit and told people about your shit when nobody knew who the fuck you were, you know what I'm saying? You faggot motherfuckers know who you are, man. Eat a dick. We don't want you to be a part of underground society if you're going to be on that bullshit. Help a movement out so we can, because this movement ain't about me. It ain't about Six. It ain't about, you know what I'm saying, a small select group of people. It's about everybody that wants to see this shit survive. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a struggle. It really is, man. And then you got motherfuckers within your own faction that want to be unloyal, that don't want to help you push when you're down in the trenches trying to do what you can. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving state to state fucking getting these CDs out in record stores and shit on my own. I ain't got no fucking distribution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got my boy Six. He's pushing the shit in the Bay. Emo's pushing it in the Bay. My homie the Bad Black's pushing his shit in Chicago. You know, we're doing what we can with what we got, man.
Yeah. And now, let me ask you this now. Do you think, and I don't mean to cut you off, do you think, like, a lot of these, like, pirating sites, you know, like pirating organizations that's being formed by the government, are y'all, do you guys fear them cracking down on y'all, like, trying to stop the project from being online at all, like, period, like, everywhere y'all go?
We ain't had nobody try to.
We do our shit legally. We go to CD Baby and all that shit.
Yeah. Our shit, you know, Amazon, iTunes.
This is all professionally done. We ain't no fucking rinky dink ass.
Yeah,
it's operation. We do this shit properly.
It's out where it needs to be. Anybody can get a hold of it. You know what I'm saying? We've had press coverage, like I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, the people like Hip Hop DX, Double XL, The Source, Hip Hop Weekly. You know what I'm saying? Benzino, Ozone Magazine, you know, they don't want nothing to do with it. It's pay to play. That's what it is, man. I'm going to tell you, as a writer, straight up, I've been in this game. A lot of motherfuckers ask me, hey, can I get into this magazine or that magazine? You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, you got to pay to get in that magazine. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're looking for a fucking editorial and they really want you in that magazine, you got to pay to get in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell dudes this, man. They think, oh, man, Scott, you can hook me up with a favor. It's like, no, these CEOs of these magazines, they're eating too, these underground, man. I'm not talking about Double XL and all them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stepped on so many people's necks and throats to get where they're at. But or they got a motherfucker like Eminem that could just throw him like 10 million real quick, you know. They just got to put him on the cover every fucking issue, you know, or one of his guys, you know. It's all politics, man. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fucking politics.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Crooked ass game.
Definitely is, man. Like far as like future like shows and everything. Like, you have any shows, like benefit concerts, like for the movement?
Well, no. Right now, I'm focused on my brother CO the Bad Black. He's getting ready to push a project out. First one he's got coming out is called Espionage, and It's crazy because it's basically him going after the Illuminati, you know what I'm saying, like real aggressively himself, you know what I'm saying, and he's going at them pretty hard, and then we ain't doing no benefit shows. Being that all the members are spread out so far, you know what I'm saying, like we got dudes, like you said, in Malaysia, here, there, you know, we can't really get people together for no benefit concert, but in the future that'd definitely be something we'd want to do. If we can meet in the middle somewhere, have a bunch of motherfuckers come through and do some shit, that'd be lovely. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, right now we're looking for some serious people to put some bucks behind this movement, because this is some industry-changing shit.
Yeah.
This isn't no... we got the blueprint to give you what you need to get back into the game, period. The shit that motherfuckers are scared to do. Now, you have motherfuckers sporadically doing it, like shouts out to Mortal Technique. You know what I'm saying? He's doing what he can. Paris is doing what he can. But, you know what I'm saying, who's backing these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Why ain't fucking these big rappers in the mainstream say, hey, I want Immortal for a verse. Immortal's a cold fucking lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my boy CO the Bad Black, that dude's one of the coldest lyricists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He spits rhymes like, I'll make you drink semen till you're seasick. You suck my dick before lunch, that's called a prefix. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers don't understand, man. They just don't understand.
Break on 50 other tracks.
Yeah.
You content with the same old cookie cutter shit you've been here on the top 40.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping my brother CO, man, call in. I want him to spit some shit for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, he's got some shit off the top that's just crazy. You know, and he's been in the game since the fucking the 80s. You know what I'm saying? This cat, he's been on interviews, man. He's been rapping since 84. You know what I'm saying? He's had...
Vet. That's a vet right there.
Yeah,
anybody?
We had Strange Music, man, was looking at us. You know, we had Beats by the Pound. You know, they were looking at us. A bunch of... And he's been on projects with T.I. and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Murder Dog, Best of the Best, he was on that. You know what I'm saying? He was scheduled to perform... Tech Night, the House of Blues in Chicago. He's done a lot of shit, but one thing he's been missing is, you know what I'm saying, the right motherfucking investor. You know what I'm saying? That's all it takes is money. This game ain't about talent no more. It's about money and who you know. And if you ain't got either of those, man, it's an uphill battle. But we, you know, we're going uphill. You know, we fall down, but we keep coming back up. Fuck it. You know.
Yeah, you called it. You said it, man. It's all about who you know in this business, man, and money.
Yeah, I mean, I got on a conference call a few years ago with Benzino and there was like the core DJs. You know what I'm saying? Funk Flex was on there, and you know, we was going at Julia Beverly and shit pretty tough. And that was
the recording of that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was when you know, Benzino and Julia were going at it. I just interviewed Benzino and I told him some foul shit she did to me, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna call you on this conference." And this motherfucker calls me out of the blue, and you know, I address, you know, she didn't pay me for an interview. I don't even remember what it was. It's like fucking 8 years ago by now, but I get on the conference, you know, and I say my piece and everything, and then 6 months later, Benzino's in Ozone Magazine kicking it with Julia Beverly. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I'm saying? That night after I talked to him, he's like, yo, man, I'll get you a spot on The Source. A month or two later, The Source goes under and someone else takes over. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, dude. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. You know?
Yeah.
There's so many snakes in this game. They come into your life, they get what they want, and then they dip. You know what I'm saying? Then they leave you to do what you got to do for yourself. They ain't real about their word. And that's the difference, man. Our word is fucking real. We tell motherfuckers what we're going to do, we're going to do it. Or we're at least going to try our best to do it.
Yeah.
If shit doesn't go according to plan, hey, I'm sorry. Shit got fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just a fucked up game, man. It's crazy. But you know what it is, Chill.
I definitely do, man. You know what I mean? It's just like, how do you compete in the industry right now, you know what I mean, with all this nonsense going on, man, that they put in the forefront?
That's why when you got the cancer, you got to attack aggressively. You got to get treatment right away. Right now the game's got cancer, and it ain't even got chemotherapy or nothing. It's not taking vitamins. It's not eating. It's sick. It's not even smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? We got to get rid of that fucking cancer before we can all work together and make the game the way it should be. And it's real talk, man. We got to cure the game. But in order to cure it, you got to cut out the dead meat, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to get rid of some people. You know?
Yeah, you're definitely right.
And I use that metaphor, man. I use that metaphor. Because, you know what I'm saying? We got
to. That's a lot of fat to trim out that game because the game is full of fat and rippers.
Yeah. You got to get rid of that shit. You know, not many people are willing to do that, and we know what it is. You know, I was on LA Talk Radio a couple months ago, and the host Extract, he asked me, you know, point blank, Scott, are you afraid for your career or even your life? And I was like, if I was afraid for any of those things, you think I'd be doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We see motherfuckers looking at us. I ain't
mm-hmm.
smoking rocks. I ain't paranoid. You know what I'm saying? I see motherfucking vehicles. I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? But they know right now, okay, these guys are bubbling on the other ground, but they ain't really sparked no fire. And then the reason we ain't sparked the fire is because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, we had 120 motherfuckers that could have pushed us all to the next level if we would have worked cohesively as a unit.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, bitch-made, candy-ass rappers, they dropped out for their own selfish motives, and you know,
well, they dropped out because they want to be part of the order.
They want to be part of the order. They know to get in there, they got to do some Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson shit. You know what I'm saying?
They was with it. That's why they're not here with us right now.
That's why they're gone. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're gone, man. They had to jump ship. Because they know, maybe somewhere down the line I'll sign the DDP.
That reminds me of this game had his second album that came out. I guess it was called The Documentary or something. Or the second, I don't know.
The Doctor's Advocate, I think it was.
Yeah, The Doctor's Advocate, right? On the album, it had like an intro, like an interlude or something where there was a guy who had a demo who was trying to get down with Dr. Dre. And he says to Dre, he said, Dre, can I rap for you or something? And Dre like, yeah, you can rap for me and all this. He's like, well, you know, how can I get down with the aftermath? He's like, well, you know what you got to do with get down with the aftermath, right? And he was like, nah. He's like, you got to unass that shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And now Game's talking about this on the album and does an interlude like this on the album. What does this tell us about this Illuminati in the music industry?
Well, dude had a butterfly in his face too.
When you get a butterfly on your face, then you a sweet pea.
And his first cover of Murder Dog, I interviewed him for that cover. You know what I'm saying? I was proud of that shit at one time. I was extremely proud of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And he on his first DVD, Stop Snitching, Stop Lying, he's going through his house and shit. He's showing up to magazines. He's like, this is my favorite cover right here. And it was the fucking one I interviewed him for. So I was extremely proud of that shit. But then, you know what I'm saying, when I start seeing the game crumble and turn to just fag dust, you know what I'm saying? It just made me sick. You know what I'm saying? I had to be like, man, fuck this shit. I can't listen to his music no more. I can't listen to no old Lil Wayne Hot Boy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because all I hear coming out of speakers is that fucking weird fucking alien creature that he developed into. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them now.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
there
sure is.
You know what I'm saying?
Young Jock, one of them.
Motherfuckers are being rainish.
You want to know what makes me sick, though? You got this Occupy Wall Street, and then you got Russell Simmons coming down there, and then you got Kanye coming down there.
They got money. These motherfuckers are the 1% of y'all protesting against.
Well, you know what? They came down
there. These motherfuckers, they got more money than everybody combined there.
Yeah, they came down for publicity.
He's gonna walk down, look at the park for a few minutes, talk to a few people, then go up to his penthouse and take a shit in his gold toilet bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these it's all about money. Rap game, and that's a beautiful thing about this compilation too. Man, I can run down the list of all the gangbangers that's on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got Bloods, Crips, Lords, GDs, fucking Northern Cal, Southern Cal. You got a mesh of motherfuckers from the streets all together on one project, you know what I'm saying, which is supposed to signify unity. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we can do that, if we could all come together on that level, Why the fuck can't we all say, hey, man, you're not the enemy because you wear blue. You're not the enemy because you wear your hat to the right or to the left. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers in Wall Street are the fucking enemy. These motherfuckers, the Ted Turner that want to fucking get rid of 90% of the population, that's the fucking enemy. These motherfuckers making billions off of cancer, that's the enemy. You know what I'm saying? And when motherfuckers wake up and see that shit, then maybe we could come together and make a positive change, not only in the rap game, but in our own personal lives, so our kids can grow up in a fucking better place. You know what I'm saying? And now it's up to the criminals. It's up to the thugs, the people that are looked down upon in society. You know, we're supposed to be the bad guys. You know what I'm saying? People look at me like I'm a fucking thug because I'm covered in tats and shit like that. But what am I doing wrong? I'm trying to help people and bring people together, man. You know what I'm saying? Although, if I was out for myself, don't you think I'd be having a grip right now? I wouldn't be fucking trying to bring nobody together. I'd be worried about myself like all these other selfish-ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That's just, you know, we get passionate about it, you know, and six, you know what I'm saying? When dudes started tucking their tail, man, Six was making videos, calling people out, screaming at them and shit, going nuts, you know what I'm saying, and putting them in check, putting them on blast. And, you know, we had some motherfuckers that, you know, we thought who, you know, they said they were, but really they turned out to be false. We had to let them have it, man, you know.
I understand how that could be, bro.
It's unfortunate. Yo, it's unfortunate. I mean, in a perfect world, all 120 of us would have all joined together like we should have and pushed this project vigorously to the next level. And the CEO of the other label would have done what he was supposed to have. Shit would have been probably in a bigger place.
Yeah,
you know
I agree.
You know, but You take that along with, you know, just getting blocked in the game from these lamestream sites.
Facebook, when Facebook itself blocks you, that's
fucked up.
Slap in the face.
And you look at the guy in the cover, man. He's got a Freemason symbol right on his hand. You know what I'm saying? It's right there in your face. Fuck the Illuminati. All these dudes throwing these subliminal messages in their music about the Illuminati and all this and that. We're sitting there saying, fuck the Illuminati. Now, some dude, Lou Diamonds, he came out with something DJ Vlad called Fuck Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when he had that shit in the works, but I saw it after we were promoting our shit. But, hey, you know, if he's against the Illuminati, much props to him. You know, but at the same token, you know, let's all come together and do this shit. You know, let's make this shit happen. But, you know, we're doing what we gotta do. So, you guys there?
Am I still there?
What the fuck was that all about?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you.
My bad. Yeah, it's your boy Dutch Don. Chill, stepped off for a second.
How
first
you doing,
fam
bro?
Artist. Yeah, I'm cooling right now, sitting back smoking the sour. Y'all sound like y'all some real buzz. Now, anything y'all talking about, some real shit.
Appreciate it, man. We appreciate you guys having us on, you know, to let us all, you know, get our message out there. You know,
yeah,
appreciate
people,
that shit.
People need to hear this shit. I like hearing real shit like this.
That's what's up, man. And, you know, we had you know, some filmmakers interview us and put us on their site. They did documentaries about 9/11 and you know, FEMA camps and shit like that. And I'll put it to you this way. We've gotten support in the strangest places, man, and it's a beautiful thing. When you got like a...
Christian Radio 3 motherfucking times.
Yeah, well, Christian Radio.
The last place you'd expect to find us.
Yeah.
Radio.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it somebody that you could plug for people to know? I mean, to look up that could spit
hell
some.
Yeah.
Let me know somebody I should look up and get some info from.
Okay. First of all, look up Debbie Lewis. It's called Securing Liberty Radio. I believe it's securingliberty.com, if I'm not mistaken. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, man. Go to ugsocietymovement.com/podcast. And down there, her links are on that page, the Securing Liberty. You'll see our interviews on there, their audio files. It's crazy. She was on our show, too. And our show, you know, our show's like, fuck this, the queen is a cunt, George Bush sucking dick, you know, whatever the fuck.
What's going on, man? This is faggots and bitches.
Yeah, faggots, Drake. That bitch. Drake got a fuck.
Lil Wayne's a faggot because he wears tight pants and you're a faggot because you look like a bitch.
And she walked into the flames of hell coming onto our show. And then we went on her show. We had to try not to say shit like that on her show.
I had to throw on the job interview voice. You get there, you get real popping.
But you know, we got our message across. She was real great. She had us on three times. I mean, she loved
three times, not once. And we'll probably be on again.
She wants us on there because she wants to reach the youth. And she wants to do it through
last
us.
Last time we were live. We were on it live last time, too, man. That was a trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, whatever the thing is you got to have to do, man, like, that's big. Of course you got to reach the youth, man. Like, they going to school to be taught lies, man.
Yeah, straight up. Like, when my daughter goes to school, you know what I'm saying, when she's doing math and stuff like that, you know, she's got to know how to count her chips. You know, I'm cool with that. But when they're teaching her history, she's got to come home and then go to my class, you know what I'm saying, which is the deprogramming class. I'm going to tell her about the genocide of the Indians, how this country was founded on the backs of slaves, the genocide of the Indians. Built railroads were built by the Chinese. They were fed heroin and opium to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell her that shit. You know, you got to, as parents, you got to. It's not, some people say, well, why expose your kids to that? Because I don't want them to be like me and find out this shit when they're fucking 15 or something.
When you're older. And you know what? I'm going to just put this out there for everybody, too, man. Like, all of us, like, a lot of people, they say racism. I don't believe in it. I believe everybody that's a United States American is a slave. And what I mean by a slave,
fucking
if
right.
you got to go to work for money, you are a slave to the dollar bill.
you gotta pay that debt. You go to college, you gotta owe them motherfuckers in the upwards sometimes $100,000.
It don't matter what race you are, you owe.
The only beautiful thing about this whole fucked up situation is, you know, now we're all equal. You know what I'm saying? Now the white man, you know, like myself, can see what it's like to get tased and pepper sprayed. You know what I'm saying? We're all in the goddamn same boat, and people need to realize that. We should have realized that centuries ago. You know what I'm saying? They want us to fight each other. They want me and you to hate each other. They want, you know what I'm saying, people catching in the penitentiary to fight each other. They want division, because when we're divided, we can't do shit. We ain't got no power when we're divided. But when we're united, we can fucking create something. Every major figure in the history, you know what I'm saying, of humanity that ever tried to organize something powerful and succeeded was fucking murked. You know what I'm saying? Fucking took it out, just like Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was took it out, just like my homeboy's
brother. It didn't even matter with race, though, not to cut you off. John F. Kennedy.
John Lennon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That motherfucker promoted peace. And like I was saying, my homeboy Six, his brother, you know, he was doing the graffiti pieces like Tax Dollars Kill and all kinds of graffiti pieces. You know what I'm saying? That were promoting. I mean, tell him, Six, about some of his work if you don't care.
California, you know, we're not really known for, we weren't known for graffiti. You know, he put the West Coast on the map pretty much. Dream TDK. You can look this shit up. We, you know, internationally known Tax Dollars Kill, the No Just No Peace show. All this shit he did was fucking political and in your face.
And he's got a holiday.
Yeah, he brought Oakland as a community back together, all cultures and shit. So they gave him a holiday on the day he was murdered, the 17th. Now, that's a bad day. It's hard for me to deal with, but we try to turn that shit into a day to celebrate peace and shit. And
putting the guns down, becoming community. Because in the end of the day, that's what you try to do. When motherfuckers do have that message of bringing people together, you know, shit usually happens to them.
Yeah.
So you really got to go into this shit expecting some sort of repercussion.
Yeah.
The way it is.
Yeah.
It's real. At the end of the day, man, like, it's the front of your face, man. Like, all we ask, I ask my listeners to do is just choose the real music, man.
The real music.
You know what I mean?
As a journalist, you know, for 15 years, I've interviewed, you know, the Lil Waynes and the Games and shit like that. But I've interviewed the Sebos, the Yuck Mouths, the Brother Lynch Hungs, you know what I'm saying, the Necros. I've reviewed the fucking Underground albums. I supported the Underground throughout my whole fucking career. And that's another reason why I'm not stopping to do that. Or you know, this movement is about the Underground. You know, because I believe that's where the best music is. You're not going to find it on the radio. You know what I'm saying? The shit don't live on the radio no more. Back in the day, in Chicago, I used to turn on 9:50 a.m., and you'd hear fucking, you know, D-Smart Walk With Me or Do or Die Poe Pimp before they sign with Rap-A-Lot, Snipers. Yep. You'd hear that real Chicago gutter, grimy fucking gangbang, shoot 'em up shit, you know what I'm saying, on the fucking radio. But nowadays, you're going to hear some bullshit. You know, some bubblegum bullshit targeted at 10-year-old girls. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
They want to
tell you what, man, when you got hip-hop and rap on that kids' bop shit, and you got 4 or 5-year-olds dressing all skanky and doing, like, some Rihanna songs and shit, it's something wrong, man.
I posted a picture.
You ever see them commercials? It's the creepiest shit. They got these little girls dressing like they about to go sell themselves on Craigslist and shit, singing these songs and dancing.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
I want to say this, too. Justin Bieber, he is a fucking a bad influence. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, people would say Pac is a bad influence, or no, Justin Bieber is a bad influence. He looks like Hilary Swank in the movie Boys Don't Cry. He's in between, you know what I'm saying, manhood and being a woman.
I always say, man, like a grown-up Ellen DeGeneres, like a young ass. Like, if Ellen DeGeneres would go back in time and just lose some years but become magically, like, an elfish-ass boy, that'd be it.
Yeah,
he looks like a dyke. That's a little boy who looks like a dyke, and he's going to grow up looking like a grown dyke. Watch.
It's propaganda.
Just mark my word, write this shit down, Justin Bieber is a dyke.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years, and he's going to look like an old-ass dyke.
Like Chaz Bono. I don't, you know, my kid likes watching Dance with the Stars. I don't want to see in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? You know, daddy, what is that, a guy or a girl?
That's
I look
the
at
Illuminati
it, I don't
show.
Know what the fuck that is.
That's the Illuminati show, Dancing with the Stars.
It's
all that.
TV is made to make motherfuckers stupid. Look at this Jersey Shore shit I see on TV. TV is up there to make you dumb. There's some good shit up there. You know, I like UFC and cooking, all that shit. But that Jersey Shore, the so-called reality programs up there are not reality. That's the
they turn your mind into mush. You know what I'm saying?
Real world is just a bunch of trust fund rich kids living in a fucking apartment.
That ain't it.
Yeah. Makes me mad watching that shit. Like, you motherfuckers are not real world. You a bunch of rich ass kids who are gonna go home the money after this.
The whole point of you. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because everything they want to do is about materialistic objects. They want to show you that, okay, you can be like me, you can do this and that. But the reality of it is, these kids don't know what it's like to pop these expensive bottles or have these rims. Or they don't know what the fuck that shit's like. They're eating ramen noodles, man. They're all fucked up.
Well, let me tell you this. Do you know what it's doing to America, all the drug dealers in every neighborhood in the fucking world? These fucking songs? It's making them go hard to go buy these real things that they see in this video. That's why they're making money off of it.
20,000 murders a year right here.
And they buying them real bottles and everything. They see the bottles. The bottles probably don't cost shit for the maker, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, they go buy the bottle for real because they see the rapper do it. They're like, I could buy that shit too, baby.
20,000 fucking murders a year. I interviewed this group up Thugged Out from Gary, Indiana. And I was interviewing Mutt Dog, and Mutt Dog, you know, the group consists of three people, three brothers, real life brothers, Mutt Dog, Mafioso, and I forget the other guy's name, but you know, during the interview, my dog was like, "Man, we just had like 9 murders this weekend," and I was like, "Oh shit, man, shit's really heating up." And 3 days later, I get a call from dude's manager, man, his brother Mafioso was murdered. You know what I'm saying? So I had to write this dude's eulogy in the Murder Dog magazine. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That fucked me up, man. And you know, even Pimp C, you know, I helped write the Pimp C eulogy. You know, I think some foul shit happened with Pimp C too, because he was ousting motherfuckers. He was speaking on shit. He was calling out these faggots. Once you start calling them faggots, they don't like that, man, because they still got some arrogance to them and some. They still got some. What do you call it, man? Just pride. You know what I'm saying? They know they're faggots, but they don't want to fully admit to it.
So check this out, bro. How you feel about Prodigy? Cause my man Prodigy damn sure exposing these motherfuckers.
I got nothing but respect for that dude. Same thing with Professor Griff. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Louis Farrakhan. You know what I'm saying? These are people that are exposing them. And even Gaddafi was. You know what I'm saying? Gaddafi came to the UN meeting last year or the year before for the first time in 30 years, and he got up in front of the podium and spoke for like 2 hours. Everybody was walking out leaving. They didn't want to hear his shit. You know what I'm saying? And a couple years later, he wanted to fucking turn all the currency in Africa to gold and silver. So what did they do? They killed his ass. You know what I'm saying?
So we start talking it off. You remember that one bitch who said Bin Laden was already dead, and like the bitch from Pakistan?
Oh, yeah.
She said Bin Laden was already dead. As soon as she said that, what happened to her ass? That's it.
She died too.
Bitch.
They had a girl in Mexico that was on. She was on World Star saying that it was the fam that they eat people. They drink people blood and shit. And she said they killed her brother and her family. And they came. The police came and took her away. Like they ain't show no more of the video after that. But she was
motherfuckers who talk. But look at fucking Patrice O'Neal. That motherfucker. Besides his comedy shit, he was calling that shit out. And then he gets put in a coma all of a sudden, and that's it. Shit happens. Once you start talking, you get quiet.
Yeah, that's real talk. It's all over, man. I mean, I wish we could enlighten the whole world, man, but, you know, some people just eye with the way things are.
Hey, that just means these other motherfuckers are doing their job with the TV and just the dumbing down society.
Yeah.
Well, and for too many people, too, their awakening happened too late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's still not enough of us. Like, right now, you try to spread this message in your community or anybody else's community, there's still a lot of sheep. You know what I'm saying?
They'll call you crazy or some shit.
You tell them about chemtrails and shit, they'll say you're fucking nuts, man. We had Anthony J. Hilder on our podcast. This dude is the father of this anti-Illuminati movement. He founded this shit in his 60s. He called it the Illuminati. And he was talking about chemtrails, man. They're dumping shit on top of you. They're dumping these chemicals from planes on top of you. Like you,
they marking X's on top of your home, folks. They mark an X. That means these motherfuckers are X'd out.
Yeah, you ever see the plane, like when you see like the exhaust following the plane, like just a little bit behind, but it disappears?
Yeah, I see
okay.
it all the time.
But then you see the other planes that go from horizon to horizon, and the smoke stays up in the sky for an hour or two, and then it slowly falls down. That's a chemtrail. You know what I'm saying? People are getting weird diseases and shit in places where they're doing it a lot. I film the shit right over my house, man. I wake up, the sky will be blue, and fucking artificial clouds will start popping up, and I'll start seeing planes everywhere in that motherfucker. All kinds of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I mean, and another thing, you don't know what's up in that sky, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, barium, they're dropping, you know, people have collected samples, aluminum and barium. Barium, of course, you know, aluminum is harmful to humans, but barium is a chemical that's known to weaken your immune system. That way you can't fight off cancers and shit. Like right now, my father has stage 4 prostate cancer. So me and him, we're constantly researching, and we're uncovering all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Vitamin B17. You know what I'm saying? There's one vitamin right there they do not want you to know about because it kills cancer. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking animals in the wild naturally seek this out, and they don't get cancer. You know what I'm saying? Certain humans, even Eskimos, for example. Eskimos, they like to take a lot of vitamin B17 in their diet. that do not get cancer until they start eating processed foods. You know what I'm saying? There's people all over the world like that that consume vitamin B17 that will not get cancer. They don't want you to know that because cancer's big business, man.
Yeah, they X you out like that, and they make their money off the medicine and treatment. Now, this is my thing about cancer. If you diagnose me and tell me I got cancer,
yeah,
and my chances of taking these treatments really X me out of any chances at all, but it's a 50-50 chance I can make it, and I don't want to take none of that. I don't want none of that shit. I would rather just be naturally... bring myself back.
Some people survive from it, though.
Some
people
do, but do you want to take that risk at the end of the day? You might not make it.
Because those chemotherapy and radiation, a lot of people, they don't even die from cancer. They die from the toxins of the chemotherapy.
Exactly. My father was one of those people, man. You know
what
I'm saying? Sorry
to hear that, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm dealing with that right now, you know, so I feel you.
Through, man. My mom's going through cancer treatments right now, too, so we're all going through that.
One in three of us, man, and before you know it, it's going to be one in two, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, if you're going to give me this treatment and still bill me for it, then why I'm going to take it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to still be billed for it, and you're not guaranteeing me that I'm going to be fine. You could tell me I'm in good health and good shape, but you can't tell me that I can get rid of this thing naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, I'll tell you what they did to my dad. My dad's vitamin D count was real low. They wanted to put him on a 50,000 milligram a day vitamin D supplement. Okay, now he's a heart patient too, so that'll counteract with his heart meds and fuck him up, right?
Yeah.
You know what he did? He went out in the sun and sunned himself every day for like 15 minutes. The next time he went to the doctor and got tested, he brought his vitamin D up naturally from sunlight. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to kill him with them pills, what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he ain't stupid like that. You know?
Yeah.
And he fucked me up the other day. I was walking through the house, and he's like, hey, Scott, come here and talk to this lady. Tell her about chemtrails. I'm like, who the fuck is he got on the phone, right? So
yeah.
I pick up the phone, and I'm like, I'm telling her, and she's like, well, don't believe everything you hear on the Internet. And I'm like, well, no, I've researched this shit for years. You know, I've interviewed people, I've talked to scientists, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who is this? And she's like, I'm from the Cancer Institute of the United States federal government. I looked at my dad like, what the fuck did you just do?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who the hell did you just put me on the phone with?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was like from some independent cancer research center or some shit.
Yeah.
But hey, fuck them though, man. It's not like I ain't out there promoting this shit anyway, so
yeah.
They all know me. I got fucked the Illuminati on my fucking flesh, man, right on my hand where everybody can see it. Fuck them.
That's real talk, man. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, this movement, you know, it's much more than music, man. We're trying to educate people about everything, food, all that shit, you know, and you know, people saw the bigger picture. So that's why I think a lot of folks dipped, because they didn't want to go into that. They figured, well, I'm not going through none of that, so it doesn't really concern me. You know, I don't know what it's like right now to struggle because, you know, I sell insurance or rape old ladies out of their money. You know, that type of bullshit, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't fuck with them bitches no more, man. That's plain and simple. Right now, we got some real motherfuckers. We got a homeboy, you know, Mario, you know, OG Mexican Mario from Fort Worth, Texas. Dude's
Mario,
been in a wheelchair.
What up, Mario?
He's been in a wheelchair for 19 years. He's been shot 10 times. This dude's still rapping, you know what I'm saying, this anti-Illuminati shit. So, you know, much love to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we got a lot of people down with us, man, that's pushing this shit. A lot of newcomers on this next project, man, for sure. You know?
No doubt, man. Now, have y'all planned on reaching out to Prodigy for this next project?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm trying to get at Griff. If anything, I want Griff to speak some words. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm trying to get Immortal Technique. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to Necro. You know, dude wanted some stacks.
I could probably help you with the Professor Griff part too, man. I'm pretty cool with you, man. You know what I mean? So,
man, if you can, I mean, we not only want him as a guest on our podcast, but we want him to speak some shit. Because he's real thorough about this stuff, and you know, I'd appreciate it if you can plug us with him, man. That'd be love right there.
I see. You know what? After the show, man, I'll shoot the info over to you, and cause we out of time, man. I don't want the thing to cut off on us, but I definitely make sure we link that up, man, cause I think this go around and it'll make the people that's not riding with us this time see like, oh, it's gonna be a problem now. You know what I'm saying?
Because
will not be televised, man.
But,
we out of time, Prez, man. You know what I mean?
Thank you for having us, man.
I'm going to leave it to y'all, man. Y'all can go ahead and kick y'all shout-outs, man, and then we're going to go to the theme song after this, bro.
Okay. Dix, you want to kick it off?
Y'all tell them where to go. Yeah, y'all can go to UGSocietyMovement.com. You know, that's where you can go check out all our shit, podcasts, links to different pages, all that shit's there. So scoop that shit out. You know, shout out to everybody who supports our shit. If you did buy our shit on CD, baby, you know, good fucking looking out for that shit for sure.
Get the hard copy, too.
Get that fucking hard copy at UGSocietyMovement.com. Hit the fucking store. Hit that PayPal. We take every bit of money you have that you want to give us. We'll take that shit, and we'll give you a quality product in return. This is a limited run. All that shit.
Get promo, you know what I'm saying? We do sound editing, mastering. You know
Yeah. Get this shit in there, too. Underground Society Promotions. You know, you want your artwork, you want your journalist shit, you want your audio mixed and mastered. Yeah, we handle that shit, and we got packages to fit your motherfucking budget.
Yeah. No doubt. And we out, y'all. Thanks for coming through.
Step up on the block, me feel the fire burning. If Babylonian captain be my main concern, it's stopping talents in my trap, but if them traps are burning, then me rude boy lick the shot better again. Me see a daily youth, them die around the way. Some cemetery filled with all the people around the way. Them Babylonian, them Billy Clubbers head around the way. And when me rude boy lick the shot better again. Are you crying now for the babies in the crib? A teenager very slim. How you cry out for little boys? I turn them in and I'm a revolutionary. Them a kill up in the pen. And I a bingy. Did you hear me? It's time to fuck back when I'm bringing. No matter what, take them shackles off and then I beat it. Or next time they come around me, man, it's on, it's on. I don't come around me, man, it's on. Ease up the pressure at the stoplight. Every time them stop right, thunder into my face, all the while them bot know all the spotlights. Let me find a hot hood, yelling in me face, man. Ask me where me want, let me live around the way. Ease up on the pressure them a bring. It's not stop the Babylonian fire them a fling. I am with me, now you binge. Come make a rude boy lick a shot, make them get low. When them come, we bust a town. This is where we live, and the them who hang around. They're coming up disguised, at the golden dress of black. The only piece of no one I never need a strap. Them love to spray the mace, blind with face when we're down. And even handcuffs, still them kick the weed around. Have to run them down, run them out of town. All the while, hear the blood clot sound. I'm a finger, if you hear me. It's time to bust back when I'm bringing.
Why? Naya Binge, Naya.